Time to begin, Pat Vigano, and talk about the weather. Good morning there, Pat.
And a good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Marshall, thank you very much for your check. ladies and gentlemen, Marshall sent me a check and asked me if I would be able to change the weekend weather. And of course, I did, because now there won't be a, quote, snow event. Not for us. We will have, I'm jumping right to it, we will have rain developing early Saturday. It could start, only start as a wintry mix. And where would that happen? Mainly in the higher elevations, north and northwest of us. Temps, 30s to maybe 40 degrees. Then behind the system on Sunday, a few rain showers or perhaps a few wet snow showers, but no accumulation, 35 to 40. Why the change? The storm system is definitely going to stay further west and north. And as I pointed out all week long, if it hugs the coast, it's more liquid than white. If it stayed south and off the coast, it would be more white. That is not going to be the case. All the models, not just one or two, but all the models have caught on to it. So it's kind of interesting because my rule of thumb has always been the models catch it 48 hours in advance. So we have to remember that as we go into the month of February. At least I have to remember that. Things could change until 48 hours prior to the storm. That's usually when the models really, really get a good handle on it. But prior to that, it'll be a sunny and mild day today, 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 20s. Sun followed by clouds, 40 to 45 on Friday. Good news is that as we move into next week, temps will continue to be above normal in the 40s. So I really think that we could proclaim this the start of the January thaw, and it will continue at least through the middle part of next week. So through the middle part of next week, no winter storms, no new cold waves through Wednesday of next week.
And the January thaw.
And the January thaw, right. So, and this is usually about the time of the year that it happens. So that's a good thing. Also, I've noticed yesterday that the average daytime temperature and nighttime temperature has gone up by 1 degree. So that means we've already reached rock bottom as far as the coldest normals go. Does that mean from this point on it just continues to get mild? No, because come February, even though the normals continue to go up, it doesn't mean that your temperatures can't be way below that, as we have witnessed this week. Yeah. All right, so let's jump ahead. Marshall, I asked Marshall yesterday, what do I do? I had to go to a funeral. Do I take the hutch? And he said, that could be real crowded. Well, I have to tell you that the throughway was crowded over the bridge. And I pay a little extra to Sirius Radio
for this traffic thing. I do too because it's good, yeah.
And it told me to take the Sawmill River. And I said, well, it's kind of interesting because Marshall didn't mention that. But it's telling me to take the Sawmill River. Let me take the Sawmill River. We flew. We flew down the Sawmill River, made us get off of Tuckahoe. And if it wasn't for some construction that they were doing on Tuckahoe Road, we made it from Rockland County to Eastchester in 45 minutes. If it wasn't for that construction, it would have been 35 minutes.
There you go.
And so that worked out real well. We were there in time for church, you know, for the funeral, the burial, the whole bit. And coming home, not a problem. We just went up the, what is it? I can never think of it. What's the road you told me? To come back up. I came back up.
78? Is that what you're talking about?
I came back up the Bronx River Parkway.
Bronx River Parkway, yeah, okay.
Yep, it put me right back onto the thruway and flew right back home, so that worked out well. I got home at 3 p.m. I worked until 6:30 last night, and then I went to sleep. I'm tired this morning. But I heard, ladies and gentlemen, from my friend David, who is 5 minutes from the lake, my cabin. And he took a visit up to the cabin yesterday. First of all, they're checking to see how the ice is on the lake, because not this weekend, but next weekend is the big ice fishing tournament.
I don't think so.
He said there's a little thin ice in the middle of the lake, and that's it. And with the weather being the way it is, I told him, I said, the probability of that lake making ice by next weekend is, and enough for everybody to stand on, no good. Yeah. So he said, and I did visit your cabin. Now, he's not the one, he's not really one to glide over things.
Yeah.
He's usually pretty direct. And he gave me one statement. Three words. You have
mice.
Yep. So he said, we're going to need to set traps, because what's there now are the sticky trays.
Yeah.
He doesn't think that that's doing the trick. So I wrote him back. I'll see if he answers me. I'll say, you politely skimmed over it and just said that. Can you go into numbers? So let me tell you, Marshall, it's going to be a cold. It's going to be a hot day. Sorry. It's going to be a cold day in hell before yours truly sleeps at that cabin until I know it is mice proof.
Yeah, no, it's you know why there's been more mice this year? Because it's especially the past week, it gets cold in segments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's when they seek shelter. And we've had a couple of cold weeks, like this week, and I think about 3 weeks ago we had a week that was the same way. We've had some very cold weeks. But
Marshall, why can't it seek shelter in my lovely neighbor next door in her cabin?
I don't know. They probably do. You probably have a lot more mice in that area than you think.
No, I think you're absolutely right. So, you know, and they're also talking now about encouraging the bat population to move back to the lake by putting up bat houses and stuff, because the bats have returned. And I think it's a great idea. But my question to you, and I don't know if you know the answer, do bats eat mice?
No. They eat insects.
Insects. All right. Well, it still serves a purpose.
Oh, a huge purpose.
Yeah. So they're meeting on that. I think somebody's coming up a meeting with them in a month or so, and it's going to walk around the lake and stuff like that and advise us what to do there. So I guess what I need to do is see if I can get a couple of snakes.
No, get yourself a couple of
cats.
Coyotes. Coyotes will eat mice.
That's great, but what about my little Shirley?
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Okay.
No, I think we have to get the snakes. Yeah.
Yeah, next to coyotes.
Thanks,
Marsh. That's right. Oh gosh, the mice are back. I think that's what your next movie should be. From your movie for next year can be The Winter There Was No Ice, But There Was Mice.
Yeah. Lake has no ice, but Pat's cabin has mice.
That's it.
Yep.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks,
Marcia. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.